A happy new year to you all. I know it's the second day of the new year, but let me wish it to you anyway. Here on 5 Minutes, we like the number 5. So we're going to go with top 5 events in history. I'll qualify that to say AD history, so the last 2,000 years. And of course, this is my opinion. You're entitled to your choices. And this is apart from Christ and apart from the New Testament. That, of course, is the event in all of history. So with those caveats in order, let's go. First is the emergence of Christendom in the 300s. This, of course, has to do with Constantine, his so-called conversion. Coming out of that, of course, is the Nicene Creed of 325 and the 180 of the Roman Empire from being hostile to Christianity to being a friendly environment to Christianity. So number one, the emergence of Christendom. Number two is the rise of Islam. Of course, we have Muhammad, born in 571, dies in 632, somewhere around the age of 40 or so. He has his first visions and founds Islam. Starts there in Medina, spreads to Mecca, and soon spreads across the Arabian Peninsula. Today, roughly 25% of the world's population is an adherent to the religion of Islam. So the rise of Islam. The third event in history has to be the event we love here on 5 Minutes in Church History, the Reformation. October 31, 1517. Of course, it did not occur in a vacuum. Things led up to it, and things came after it. But oh, what an important date, and oh, what an important event. How much we owe to the Reformers and to the Reformation in terms of the church and church's practice. In terms of doctrine and theology, in terms of biblical studies, even having the Bible in our own language. And let's not forget the Reformation's impact on culture and on the modern world. The fourth event is the Enlightenment of the 18th century. Now, this goes by different names. In German, it's the Aufklärung. In English, it's the Enlightenment. This was a political movement, a philosophical movement, a religious movement, a cultural movement. In many ways, it was politically an enlightenment from tyranny. This was the age of revolution, the 18th century. There was one here in America. There was one in Britain. There was a very bloody one in France. So it was the age of revolution and the enlightenment of the common man throwing off the shackles of the tyrant and of monarchs. It was a philosophical enlightenment. Let's not be bound by the church or bound by the authority of Scripture, but let human reason roam free. And so there was speaking of the enlightenment of the age of reason. And all of this, of course, means a cultural enlightenment. So the Enlightenment as number four. When I come to number five, I don't really have one. I just have a lot of contenders. So we could go to the 20th century and we could talk about events in world history. The Potsdam Conference certainly was a major event. Not only was it the end of World War II, July 17 through August 2, 1945, it was also the beginning of the Cold War and the stalemate between the superpowers of the Soviet Union and the United States. That's a contender. In January 1, 1983, we have ARPANET, the precursor to the internet of the 1990s. That could be a contender. How about July 20th, 1969, and the landing on the moon? Well, when it comes to church history, we've got all sorts of things in the 20th century as well as contenders. Got the Edinburgh World Mission Conference in June of 1910. We've got the Scopes Trial in 1925. I would actually make a case that the Chicago Statement on Inerrancy in 1978 was a watershed moment in church history. So there you have it, the top five events in history. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History. We have some time once again, and I want to share another quote for you, this one a little bit closer in time to us from our friend J. Gresham Machen, his wonderful book, Christian Liberalism. Machen writes, "Salvation does not depend on the strength of our faith, but it depends on Christ."